We're talking today with Roger Johnson from the National Farmers Union. Roger, glad to have you here in the state of Oklahoma. And as you arrive, a lot of things are going on right now within the world of agriculture. And in agribusiness, it seems like everybody wants to merge with one another these days. We got three or four of these things that are being talked about right now. Most immediately, I guess, what Dow and DuPont.
Yeah. Well, and it is the whole industry. I mean, we're at a point where today, so far, we've got about six major players in the input side here. And if these mergers go through as are proposed, we're going to be down to three, maybe four. Dow DuPont is the one that's kind of front and center. But even after that one, and we did extensive comments on that, you've got Bayer now trying to buy Monsanto. It wasn't that many months ago. Monsanto was trying to buy Syngenta. That didn't happen, but now the Chinese government-owned company, ChemChina, is proposing to buy Syngenta. So, you know, the outcome of this is pretty predictable. If these mergers go through, there are certain things that are going to happen to us in agriculture that are pretty much undeniable. We're going to have fewer choices of inputs to buy. We're going to have less competition in the marketplace. We're going to have higher costs that result. We're going to have less innovation that happens. I mean, those things are all pretty much, that's what happens when industries consolidate. You know, I had my staff dig through in advance of the Dow-DuPont merger and just look at a couple of spots in the country. And they picked a spot outside of Des Moines where the Pioneer Seed headquarters is, which is a DuPont company now. And then looked at my farm in Turtle Lake, North Dakota. And we looked at corn and canola, both crops that are growing here in Oklahoma. And in Iowa, the corn choices, they're substantial. You know, one of the companies had like 300 different combinations of varieties, traits, technologies, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And the other one had 360 or 70. So, you know, pretty good choice. The merger happens, obviously. Close to half of those probably going to disappear. Around my farm in North Dakota, where canola is a pretty big crop, one of the companies had seven choices. The other one had four choices. Now, I would argue that seven and four are too few choices to begin with, because we've got light soil, we've got heavy soil. You need different varieties. Some years we got a late spring, others you got an early spring. You probably ought to have different varieties, shorter or longer season. You have different kind of pest environments, maybe different weed issues or insect issues. And so, you know, you merge those and you end up with fewer choices. And you end up with less research into the new varieties and traits and choices that are going to be made available. And we're all going to be worse off. I mean, this is very fundamental to Farmers Union. It is why we were organized over 100 years ago in this part of the world, actually. Mm-hmm. It is because as agriculture was developing, there were very few buyers. In many cases, farmers had one choice of a buyer to sell their products to, and very few input suppliers. And so we organized, and many of our formative years were spent organizing cooperatives to provide competition in the marketplace. So this is a big deal, and it is something that we're very concerned about, and we're hopeful that the administration is going to push back on these mergers, and we'll see.
Now, of course, a couple of these companies are international companies. Yep. So I guess does that make it a little harder for these type of deals to even be blocked?
Well, in a way it does. In another way, they go through a different process on the federal government level. There's this entity called CFIUS. I forget what the acronym stands for, but it is basically a fairly quiet, I don't want to say secretive, but their deliberations are not public because it's focused on national defense. And so they look at these mergers from the standpoint of, is there any likelihood that some of these foreign companies might end up with some sort of a strategic military advantage as a result of an acquisition or a merger? And they've been looking at these companies, particularly the Syngenta ChemChina one. Mm-hmm. My guess is they probably will be looking at the Bayer Monsanto one, because Bayer is a German company. Mm-hmm. Dow DuPont, that's a different deal because it's both domestic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all these economic concentration issues I've been talking about, that's one thing. It's a concern about whether there's going to be enough choice and enough innovation, and whether at the end of the day farmers are going to end up getting more of a cost price squeeze, and consumers are going to end up being hurt because they're going to have to pay more money. But these international ones raise a different question, especially the ChemChina Syngenta one, because our history with China, there should be no doubt what we can expect. And what we cannot expect from the Chinese, mm-hmm, is that they're going to behave like we do. I mean, they don't have a free market economy over there. It's a communist country. The bulk of their industries are being sort of run by companies, but the companies are predominantly government-owned companies. And so there's always an element of politics, of national interest that's at play in there. We've seen that play out any number of times over approval of biotech traits or banning of different meat products or poultry products going into China. And, we're talking about mergers. You know, when Shangwei, a Chinese company, it's got a different name now, WH Holdings or something like that, Chinese-owned company, bought Smithfield, mm-hmm, just 2 years ago or so, one of the interesting things that's happened as a result of that, the pork sales from the U.S. to China last year, 90%+ of them all came through that company. So what does that tell you about access of the rest of the industry, mm-hmm, on a sort of a, you know, let's compete at free market principles? I mean, that's not the way it works there. And so there's a whole bunch of issues that are at play here that we need to be attentive to. It was the Chinese that stopped the importation of corn and DDGs that had a Syngenta trait here a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And so ships were turned back from China because they had discovered this trait, right, that they hadn't approved. Well, they'd been buying this stuff for how many years? Mm-hmm. It was not an issue until suddenly they had more corn than they wanted. And the market was down. And so instead of honoring the contracts that they'd entered into, they said, well, you guys, this is illegal. We can't accept that. Send the ships back, buy the corn back for a lot less money. I mean, this is not rocket science to figure out what's going on there. But for us to sort of naively think that, let's just enter into another trade agreement and pretend that every country that's a part of that is going to behave like we, mm-hmm, I mean, that's part of the reason that the politics in this country have become in so much turmoil in these last couple of years. People are tired of that.